This is the Don and Mike Show.
I have not been notified yet about this investigation. Mr. Speaker, and he just left this floor and I asked him to stay. He has handled this situation as a disgrace.
What?
As a disgrace. No.
The Don and Mike Show.
And here we go.
Stay classy, Sacramento, with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I love it, Mr. Walker. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
That was interesting.
Was that the Hold Music Guy?
Oh, no.
Who is this?
Meet the Hold Music Guy.
Yeah, Don, you haven't had the pleasure. Oh, is this another guy when I was out who would call?
Yes.
Every day.
Just ask him.
Ask him anything.
All right, I get this.
I believe Travis was addicted.
Yeah. How you doing?
He should be a little faster with the hang-up.
He's never fast.
Yes, hi. I'm calling about service on my 1986 Toyota.
Hold.
Did he speak before?
No.
It's because you're here.
He wants to come out and play.
Yeah, hi. I was calling about that video that I got a notice for that's late.
Right.
Do you guys let him go on longer than that? Or?
Well, you know what it's about.
No, okay.
Fill in the four hours.
Once or twice.
No, I think we did maybe a half hour with him.
I know we don't have a bullhorn that works, but I hope that the monitors are up in the station, that the employees here at WJFK can hear me.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. This is your good radio friend, Don. Anybody want to play the Michael Hughes game with me? Come on in. Anybody that wants to play the game,
right?
Idiot or coward?
Ah, that'd be interesting to see who wants to participate in that one.
Michael Hughes, idiot. Thank you, Rob. Michael Hughes, idiot or coward?
I'm waiting for that door to fly open, see them flying in right now.
So many of the contestants aren't here.
I'll take your votes anonymously.
Ah, now you get participation.
I would be curious to know. Do most people who work here consider him to be a bigger idiot or a bigger coward?
You want to speak to an employee anonymously off the air?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Not you.
No, I know.
I already know what you voted.
He already voted. He voted early.
Okay, so you're going to go to the phone list.
Right.
Okay, all right. And we won't say.
I think he's at their desk.
How about.
Yeah.
Okay,
try that person.
Okay, hopefully the voice will be unrecognizable.
Oh, no, Rob's picking up the handset.
Oh, it's going to be. It won't even be on the air.
Because I don't want to out people like this.
No.
Right.
But I'd like to get some feedback from the staff.
We're not here to rove them.
Hi, will you take a moment to speak to Don anonymously and off the air? Thank you. Hold on.
Great.
Hold for the caller.
Hello, and I swear to God, this is anonymous. Do you consider Michael Hughes to be a bigger idiot or coward? Oh, this person's laughing. But I mean it seriously.
Yeah. Serious.
Seriously.
It's a legitimate question.
I mean, from my perspective, it is.
Right.
Is he a bigger idiot or a coward? Your name will never be mentioned, I swear to God. No, you're not. I'm holding the phone to my ear. No one knows who I'm talking to.
This person is not on the air.
You can say both, but which do you think? If it was like 51% to 49%, which would it be?
They always want to say both.
Pick one. Is he a bigger idiot or coward? This person is really thinking about it.
Yeah. Really, really stewing on it.
I need your vote. Idiot. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Another one?
Yep, another one.
Very good.
All right, so thus far it's idiot one, coward zero.
Okay.
See, I've been waiting like for 3 weeks since I came back from everything that happened with Frida to have a sit-down with this guy. And he's just too busy always. He's Mr. On the Go.
Mm-hmm.
There's another employee.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Very good.
Hello. Hi there.
Hello.
Oh, hey, hi. Oh, Rob, you got a great employee.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Can I see who the employee is?
Of course. Here you go, Mike. The name on the bottom?
Oh.
Okay. Of course, you will be anonymous. Michael Hughes, do you consider him to be a bigger idiot or coward? Coward. Thank you.
Yeah, really? No hesitation. Wow.
Well, there's balance.
Yeah, well, now it's incredible.
I guess we need a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
All right. Need the tiebreaker. Let's go to the the next random employee.
Who should we call?
Chosen for the
impartiality. You know, I really don't care. I really don't care.
Doesn't matter, really.
You know what? No, that person's not going to be honest. For God's sakes, call somebody else. Okay, give it a. But no one like who we know hates him. Someone.
Yeah. Who would that be?
Well, give us a minute.
Can you take a moment to speak to Don anonymously and off the air? And off the air.
Off the air.
Okay, hold on.
Great.
And that first person was not a truster.
Oh, hey. Okay. Hi. Listen, your voice is not on the air, and I swear to God that your identity will never be revealed. Do you consider Michael Hughes to be a bigger idiot or coward?
Is that the one he's talking to now, Rob?
Yes.
Okay.
You got to select one.
Yeah.
They all want to say both.
Everybody wants a bigger idiot. Thank you. Well, those are the preliminary results.
So is idiot taking the lead?
Idiot leads.
Currently, it's 2-1.
Mm-hmm. 2-1.
Although two employees both said it was nearly too close to call.
too close to call.
Both the first and the last person we called said, I really can't choose. And especially the first
person
we called.
Now, will you present him with the final results at your meeting on Thursday?
No, I hope he's listening.
Oh, okay, so he gets them on the fly.
Yeah, but I know there's not a chance he's listening. He's, you know, he's off with his BlackBerry or having a very important meeting or, you know,
wading through that paperwork.
Performing a sex act on someone who's above him in the company. That's all I know the guy is doing right now. But that's the brand new game. Michael Hughes, who's the general manager here. Is he a bigger idiot or coward?
You're going to compile the statistics and come out with the definitive statement.
Because really, this is something that's been bothering me personally that I can't pigeonhole this guy.
Conundrum.
You know, here's the thing. Ken Stevens, who was the first general manager that me and Mike worked for here, he was a backstabbing son of a bitch, and he threw us under the train I can't tell you how many times.
Sure.
But here's the thing about Ken, that he would do something awful, like the Opie and Anthony thing with us.
Right.
And just stab us in the back and just leave us out to dry. Mm-hmm. And, like, send us registered letters at home that say, you know, if you do this or this, we're going to can your ass right away. But the thing about Ken is that you would come in and you would say, what's your problem? You'd come in with a letter and go, did you send me this? And he would just look at you right in the face and go, of course I sent you that letter.
Right.
I mean, he was a jerk, but, God, I hate to begrudgingly give him any respect at all, but...
Please don't do that.
Okay. He's in hell, like in Constantine, but at least Ken Stevens would have a table up front.
Well, here's the deal. You know,
that is a compliment.
But you know, you would get the occasional reaction. And, you know, really, we're like the kids on the schoolyard. We're throwing rocks, and we're not getting any reaction. And that's what we want.
You know, Ken would come on the air all the time with us and yell at us. And then in real life, when he would piss us off. Yeah, and he was worse than any of them. Really, Jesus Christ, he was the worst. This would get me off on a tangent about these general managers, and I shouldn't do it today, but... You know, Jesus Christ, that guy screwed us 8 different ways from Sunday, but at least he looked me in the face when he was doing it.
He would admit to it.
You know, at least, you know, I like, kiss me, because I like being kissed when I'm being asked.
Well, I mean, you know, we'd like to know where we stand.
So then you've got, and everybody should know this is not like the stuff we did 3 or 4 years ago.
No.
This is not a contractual, not a contractual situation.
Not at all.
This is nothing we're going to walk out over. The show is not going anywhere. No, worry about it. It's just... This company is up for grabs,
right.
And the things that go on around here, and idiot right now. Idiot
silence leads, is golden,
idiot
and it gets frustrating after a while.
So then you've got Ken Stevens, who we've already described as a backstabbing terrorist, who at least after he stabbed you in the back would look you in the face and say, well, yeah, I did it, but that's business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you've got Alan Leinwand, who was unable to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So true.
That poor guy.
He was a very interesting case because you never could count on him being definitive.
He had to call corporate before he went to the bathroom in the morning. Really, it would be like, I got to go number one, but maybe there's some number two. What would you suggest? You know, they would say, you know, number one would probably be the most efficient.
Seemed like he was always auditioning for the job.
If you'd like for him to weigh in person, I could toss a quarter.
Alan Leinwand.
He'll be here in no time.
Yes, that's okay. True.
All right, so he was a dope, and he didn't have a spine, but he knew that we knew that he didn't have a spine, and he tried real hard to do the right thing.
I think he meant well.
Yeah. It was just, he was like Luke Skywalker going up against, you know, Darth Vader. Right. So he got eaten up and regurgitated out. And
then he got the, you know, if you go far enough back, he got the one guy at the old place that we used to work at who literally lied to our faces.
Oh, Bungarden.
Yeah.
Randy Bungarden.
Lied to everybody's face. Now, that was something else.
I'm not accusing this guy Michael Hughes of anything like that.
No.
It's just come down to this for me with this general manager. At least in the way in discussions he has had with me about our show and other personal issues, he is either an idiot or a coward. There's no middle ground here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no middle ground. And we'll get this all resolved on Thursday, and I'll be able to tell you definitively.
Or not.
Well, if not, then he would be a coward, and right. it would be decided once and for all.
Uh-huh.
That's part of the reason I'm talking about this and playing this game today, is that I want to get this guy's attention. But I'm tired of doing the thing that he wants to do, which is send him an email.
That is the worst method of communication.
I email him, and it gives it. See, the thing is, with a bastard like this, it gives him time to formulate his response. Mm-hmm. It gives him time to think of something smart-ass to say that could be perceived not as smart-assy, but so I know that he's the boss. What I love about guys like this, like Hughes is, and to an extent it's worked with every general manager, that you say, whether you're right or wrong, you say the best way to handle this is get everybody in a room together.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is you got to look him in the face and you got to say, you said this and this and this and this and this. Tell me why you said this and this and this and this and this, and we can move on.
Right.
Okay? Jackass. That should be in there, too. Well. Idiot, coward, or jackass.
You've given us a third. Now you're messing up the sword.
Not narrowing it down at all.
You got to keep it down to idiot or coward.
Idiot or coward.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think in my heart he's just an idiot.
I think you might be right about that.
Although, I vacillate on that.
Mm-hmm.
Then
you go back and forth?
On the other hand, then I go like him sending me emails during the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a stupid program director calling me up during the show. That's cowardly. I mean, that's part idiot, but part coward as well.
Yeah.
You know,
hard to distinguish.
And for God's sakes.
You know what we like in this business? You and I, we always have FaceTime, baby.
And
FaceTime.
Mm-hmm. Stop sending me emails with a header not for air.
Yes.
You know what that is? Use some reverse psychology on me. That's like saying to me, please read this on the air. Please show people what an idiot and or coward I am. Next time you send one that says in the heading, go ahead and read this on the air if you want to ask, because I guarantee you that I won't read it.
I says.
I says.
So more to come.
Yep. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. I think from what you said, he's got to be a coward. Sending the emails.
Hold on a second. Really, no offense. You're not qualified.
Not qualified. No guessing.
You don't know the man like the people who work here.
Yes.
And he owes me money.
Everybody is.
He owes you money.
Well, then.
He owes you money.
Me too.
Hey, Rob, let's call one more employee.
Okay.
Call one more.
This might cause another tie. Then we'd have to call two employees.
That'd be exciting. What if we had to call them all?
Okay, now that's a good one.
Go down the entire list.
Yeah. Mike?
Yes.
Now, and this is where you find out people are ass kissers or not. Okay, there's the name.
Okay, this will be interesting.
What do you predict this person will say?
Noncommittal.
Hey, it's Rob.
What if we say, once they agree to answer my survey, they got to pick one of
idiot.
The other. You think you say idiot?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello? Hey, hi there. Your name is not on the air. You know that, I promise, and I promise that you will be kept confidential. Do you consider Michael Hughes, your general manager, to be a bigger idiot or coward? This person's thinking.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, I know you would say both. Everybody would, but please pick one. Idiot. Thanks. Bye bye.
Well, it's official now.
Commanding
lead. Now you don't have to do it.
3-1.
Now you got it.
It's 3-1. But that's it.
For everyone, a tough call.
That's the definitive word. Yeah, tough call, but everybody seems to err on the side of the idiot.
It's leaning that way.
And, really, if you're looking at the history of general managers in America, which is a wonderful novel, I recommend it highly, that would follow.
By Mick Foley.
That is a prerequisite for the position. You have to demonstrate that. You really do have to demonstrate that.
Who wants to play Michael Hughes? Idiot or coward?
It's the new game sweeping the country.
Oops, I'm sorry. Yeah, would you turn that thing back on for me? Thank you. I know there's a lot of buttons. Idiot? Idiot? It's not loud enough. Hello?
Very shallow.
Idiot.
What happened to you?
Wow.
There it is.
Wow.
Too deep.
Idiot? or coward. WABC Chime Time. 508 Long.
Chicago.
Michael Hughes. Idiots.
Idiots.
Idiot or coward.
Hello? Don?
Yes, Mike.
Get me out. I'm at the bottom of the well. Don?
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Someone's here.
Who?
Hi, Mike.
Help! Billy Big Voice. Help me. I'm at the bottom of the well.
Mike fell in the well.
Help. It's going to be the big news story. Let me out. Let me out, please. Dig another hole next to this well, and then dig sideways and get me out.
Jessica O'Mara.
My head will be forever dented.
Hughes, idiot or coward.
There it is.
I only keep saying it because I know that he generally, as a rule, doesn't listen to this show.
No.
We're not his favorite show on the station.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just my take.
That's your opinion.
Only because he has said nothing to the contrary, except that we account for 45% of the station's revenue,
mm-hmm.
which is very nice.
It is.
That's
nice.
A good thing. That's good.
That's a good thing.
That's good. He does tell me small things like that.
Right.
Like, yeah, you know, your show's good. 45% of the revenue. Yeah, I'm gonna be hiding. I'm gonna be hiding in my office because three out of four people think I'm an idiot, not a coward.
You know, when you're going up the stairs, why do you think we have those cameras put in?
Right.
Here he comes. Get out of here. Hughes on the zoo. God damn. Hold on a second. What is this? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
I guarantee you this, Jack. He'll be showing up for that meeting on Thursday now.
Yes. I certainly hope so.
Although based on prior stuff, who knows?
You know what? I don't think that's a lock now.
The odds, you know, I'd give odds on if he'll even show up to meet with me because he knows that I have two business issues to discuss with him.
Right.
And two issues that I consider personal between he and I.
Very good.
Four total issues. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, so did you ask him, the general manager, if he's an idiot or a coward?
Have you been drinking, sir?
I'm breaking up.
Right. Goodbye. You have to... I'll have to excuse you if my phone breaks. What is it that Carl Fitcher says on that tape?
I'm going to have to. Wait a minute. I'm going to have to forgive you.
Yeah.
Yes. When it's supposed to, you're going to have to forgive me.
Right. Find that tape. We'll come back from the next break with it.
Oh,
when
good.
We crank called an AM station about 10 years ago when Alex Trebek was on.
With Joel A. Spivak.
And one of our interns, Carl the Danger Boy.
I'm going to have to forgive you.
That's what he said to the guy.
The pressure was simply too much for him.
It was in the first days of cell phones.
That's
and
funny. Carl Fippinger, who's now a fireman.
Hello.
I love you, Carl. You know that. I see Carl all the time.
I love that.
He gave me a tour of the fireboat one time.
It's so funny to think of a former intern actually, like, maybe saving someone's life.
Yes, a fireboat captain.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I don't know if he's a fireboat captain.
Hello.
Don and Mike, radio guy.
He might just handle the hose.
Don't we all?
Yes.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, if he's a coward, wouldn't that also make him an idiot? Because you've never been in a fight in your life. It's not like you're going to hit him.
That's right. A good point.
But I've been in verbal fights, sir.
Yes.
But never in a real fight. You're right. Thank you.
That could change on Thursday.
But, oh, not a chance.
Everybody will get to work early.
Oh, come on. I dare him take a swing at me. Come on.
I don't think that's going to happen.
That would be a slap fight.
And maybe like doing the dog paddle in somebody's face.
Maybe not a bad idea.
I could kick his ass. That I have no doubt about.
If it got down to it.
I have no. I mean, as I mentioned before, I'm down to 189. I'm running 2 miles a day on the treadmill.
Of all the GMs that we've worked for.
My weights, I think, and I don't think I could win a fight against very many people.
All right. Of all.
But I think I could beat up Michael Hughes. I'm serious, and I might beat him up bad, like Goodfellas bad. If I was given the chance.
So he has to go in the trunk of the car?
Yeah. Aren't you dead yet? No, Donnie, no. No, Donnie.
Hey, of all the GMs that we've worked for, is there any GM that you think you couldn't take? You know who I think would have been a good fighter?
Who?
Goodman.
Yeah, because he would have fought dirty.
And he's a little wiry guy.
And also Goodman would have had, like, brass knuckles or something that you wouldn't have. Uh-huh. Hey, DM, come here. Why can't we? Yeah. Like,
He would have kicked Terry.
I think he'd be wearing his fishing hat when we were fighting him.
His fishing hat and his suspenders.
I know you couldn't hit Alan in the hair.
No, he didn't have it.
I meant Alan Lyonwant.
Oh, Alan Lyonwant.
He had impenetrable hair. plastic.
Right.
Like
he had Pat Riley goo in his hair all the time.
Right. One of the Alan Goodman, thinking back to a GM who, we ended up on pretty good terms with him, but the angriest he ever got was when we were talking about him having his moles removed from his forehead.
That was he came into day. Work with the round band-aids and expected that we weren't going to say anything about it on the air.
You know, we did, I don't know how long we did on him having that burned off his forehead, right now, between his eyes.
I think that Limewand, the man who is without a spine as a general manager, probably would be the toughest fighter.
He probably is the most athletic of all.
And you know, he probably would come up with that John A. Smith pose that, what, you want some rough stuff? Okay, 12 rounds.
Right.
Let's keep it above the belt.
He would probably be the best conditioned.
Yeah, and he wouldn't bleed because Band-Aids aren't free. He'll hold the blood in.
Wow. Never forget, right, Ron?
Oh,
God,
wow.
I hated him. Still do.
Who do you hate more?
Alan.
Him or
Alan.
Hughes?
Because it's personal with Alan. Really don't like Alan.
So you've got Alan issues.
Yeah.
AI.
Did I tell you that recently I talked to Alan Limewand?
Oh, me too.
By accident? I have two Allens in my phone.
Oh, and then your speed dialing.
You know those little airplanes I like so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The guy that owns that company is called Alan, and I was going to call him just like as a thank you call.
Awkward.
And all of a sudden, so I never talked to him when he was here. Just like nothing changes, right? So he answers the phone. It's like, hello. I'm like, Alan. Hey, how you doing? And we went like 5 seconds before I realized it was Alan Limewand.
It's Alan. Yalen FM.
And I was completely shocked. I didn't know what to do, because he was shocked too. He didn't expect I was giving him a courtesy call.
When did it happen to you, Rob?
It was a couple months ago. He is alphabetically the first one in my phone book.
Okay, yeah, see, that's they're up at the top and sometimes
you're too quick. And I accidentally opened it and I heard in my pocket, I heard, hello.
Hello.
Hello. And I'm thinking, okay, what happened? Oh, and if I don't say something, he's going to know it's because it's his cell phone.
Right.
So what did I do? I picked up. I said, Alan, it's Rob. You're never going to believe what happened. I accidentally dialed you. I have nothing to say to you. Pause. So how are you? I said, I got to go.
Yalen.
I made up an elaborate lie and said I was looking for Shrinsky's number.
Hello, Don.
Did you
my
really?
Show.
Yeah.
You should have called the jail down in Miami. Did I tell you what Jeff Shrinsky's doing? I'm not kidding.
No, I'm not kidding you this time. What?
He is like a super successful. This is one of our favorite sales guys of all time.
Looks like Quentin Tarantino.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. A ringer for him.
Crazy.
Parties like Tom Arnold. I mean, the guy's nuts. 1,000 miles an hour, always.
Right.
He's the general manager of about 12 Spanish-speaking stations.
Is he really?
Down in Miami.
Wow.
He's like king of the Mexicans now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He totally is.
They've elected a king.
Yes.
See.
Hello. Don and Mike. Hello. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah. Hi. You're on the air.
Hey, listen. I was just reminiscing. You were talking about Alan Goodman. Many years ago when we had a big blizzard, you got people to come in and dive off of Alan Goodman's BMW into a snowbank, and I was one of those people.
It's certainly better diving off of that than it was the Celica.
Oh. This poor guy.
The season this of poor, a man's life.
This poor rad bastard. This guy, Alan Goodman, our general manager at WAVA. When his time was up, and incidentally, you should know this, I say this seriously to everybody that Hughes pisses off that comes to me to tell me that either he's an idiot or a coward.
Mm-hmm.
I say to all of them, don't worry about it. You're going to be here longer than he will.
Mm-hmm.
I swear on my wife's head, that's what I say to people.
Thanks, Matt.
I say, you're going to be here longer than him, so don't worry about it. Even with a guy that we were fond of, Alan Goodman,
right?
We outlasted him at the station. Mm-hmm. So he gets his ass canned. And he comes back, and he's been out of work for a while. Mm. And Mike and I are going to go to lunch with him. He shows up. Now, Alan had always driven as like the gals like the BMW. He had the fancy cars.
He got the sports car. The Z when he had his midlife crisis. Right.
He had the Pearl White 280Z or whatever it was back then. Anyway, he shows up. Oh, here is his voice.
Hey, Don, Mike, about that last comment, you're on your own.
So he shows up. And he pulls up in this old, ratty-ass Celica that looks like one that could be in an ad for Armor All, where they're showing before and after on the dashboard. The dashboard is old and cracked.
Cracked with that yellow, like, foam rubber coming out of it?
And yeah. The inside of the car is just covered with cigarette ashes everywhere. And in the ashtray, there are maybe 25 cigarette butts.
Right.
All Alan has done since he got fired from this job is buy this crappy car and drive around and smoke cigarettes.
And smoke and network.
That's what he did.
He basically traded one of his cars in to buy cigarettes. But now, of course, he is the king of Columbus.
Yeah, the king of Columbus, Ohio.
Absolutely. And happy as a clam.
He's the only Jew in the state of Ohio. And he is loving life there. And just think, Hughes, one day on our radio show, Mike and I may be speaking about you at some point with some kind of, I don't want to say affection.
He'd have to do a lot of crazy stuff for affection right now.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Good to learn that.
You will always be remembered, though, as either idiot or coward.
We will see what happens.
Michael Hughes, idiot or coward. Current results, 3-1, idiot in front.
Thanks to the staff for their participation.
Thank you very much.
Too early to call a winner, though.
Really. And in the room, without, again, let's keep this totally anonymous.
Okay.
We got four guys in this room. Show of hands, who thinks he's an idiot? Two.
Mm-hmm.
Coward? Two.
Wow. See how close it is? This just underscores how close it is.
So it's 5-3 now.
5-3. Getting closer.
5-3 now.
You're getting closer.
I know a man who's not going to be afraid to voice his opinion on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Joe. What do you want to bet he votes on air?
Hello?
Do you want to vote on the air? I'm not going to force you.
Gee, I don't know.
He's thinking about it.
Think about it, Joe. I mean, I don't want to force him to
anything. It's not like he's going to take one answer better than the other.
Right.
Has anybody else voted on the air?
No. I mean, they've all done it. If you want, I'll pick the phone up now and pretend like we don't know it's you. But no one else has been on the air as themselves, Joe.
Well, pick up the phone. I'll give you an answer.
That's Joe.
Okay, hold on, Joe.
That's all Joe.
Joe.
This will affect the score, all right? Revealing Joe's vote.
Joe does not want his answer revealed, so now he's telling Don I'm
you are
off
not
the
on
air.
The air, I promise.
Brilliant.
Yeah, right. We don't really know.
Brilliant is right, Buzz.
We don't really know if it's you or not. Okay, mystery man.
Could be anyone. What's the mystery man voting?
He wishes he knew this, or she, he or she, wishes that this person wishes that they knew more details why we were voting. The reason is because those are the categories that I've decided he's one or the other. So it's my own subjective election.
Right, he's kept you waiting too long.
Yes. Yes.
Too many questions.
Turning up for management. Come on, Jay. He's making a statement. Coward.
All right.
Making it 5-4.
Gets closer and closer.
Thank you, mystery man. Bye-bye. Hold on, please.
Who was that on the phone, Don?
Who are you talking to?
I can't tell you.
Oh, okay.
Let me go back to Joe, though. Hey, Joe. Oh, now he hung up.
He hung up. Just like a bad caller.
Hi there.
Oh, there he is.
Hi, Joe.
That would be mystery person, by the way.
That's mystery person. Could have been a woman. Thanks for your vote.
Thanks, Joe.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Vote early and vote often.
Okay, and if you're keeping track, the only person on record is Joe Ardinger. He'll be getting the visit.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.